He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April Fool's Day, April 1st live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know, we're off to a slow start again here today, and triple-digit days are becoming the norm here. My left eye's beginning to twitch. Let's take a look and see what the problem is today. It's always something, isn't it? Today, the S&P is down 16 points right now to 2,051. That's a pretty big drop. Didn't we have a big drop yesterday also? Hey, this is getting old. Then didn't we have a big 262-point day to the upside on Monday? Well, that sure went up in smoke. The S&P is down 0.8% this morning. Not a good way to start April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 164 points right now at 17,611. Hey, what happened to that 18,000 level? All of a sudden, we're down to 16,611. What gives there? The Dow is down 0.9%. The NASDAQ is down 49 points this morning. Oh, man, I'm going home. Here, you do the show. They're down 49 points. That's 1%, 4,852. Meanwhile, crude oil hanging in there at 47.86. Crude oil has actually kind of, you know, been pretty firm this week. There is a bit of a war premium built into crude oil right now. I don't know about that supply-demand equation where it sits right now. Last time I looked, it wasn't too good. Gold is at 11.97. The euro is at 1.07, and the 10-year yield is at 1.87%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, the market is a little bit snotty here these days. It's a little bit moody. Triple-digit days have been the norm now for about the last week. One day it's up 262, the next day it's down 200, the next day it's up 200, then it's down 200. But the overall direction right now, let's just pull up a quick chart, a quick one-year chart of the S&P 500, and let's just see what the overall direction is, because the daily movements just create specks on the screen. Yeah, it's not that good, this recent pattern that we have on the S&P 500. Why has the S&P 500 gotten so grumpy all of a sudden? I think the answer to that is quite simple. The S&P 500 and investors are expecting a pretty weak quarter that ended this week. And that will begin, let's see, Alcoa will report earnings on May the 8th, next week on Wednesday. We'll get the first earnings report. Alcoa will kick earnings seasons off. And it's not expected to be a very good earning season. It's expected to be very soft. And I've been talking about the two major factors that are impacting this quarter's earnings. One is low oil prices, because that affects the energy component of the S&P 500. The 10% or so of the S&P that is made up by energy stocks, they're not going to report very good earnings, are they? Take an ExxonMobil, for instance. You know, they're expecting some pretty soft earnings. They're expecting earnings to be down 50% this year versus last year. Now you take all of the energy companies and add them all up, and that's going to have a little bit of an impact on the overall S&P 500 earnings this quarter and probably into next quarter. Also, companies that have been pulling in big revenues from overseas are going to be impacted. Let's take a look at Caterpillar. Caterpillar's earnings this year are expected to be down 24% from last year. You see, you want to avoid the companies whose earnings are going like this, downwards. You don't want that. When earnings peak and when earnings start to slow down and when earnings start to contract, you don't want to own stocks like that. Those are the companies that are floundering instead of flourishing. Instead, you want to have companies that instead are continuing to grow their earnings. Let's take Actavis, for instance. Actavis earnings are expected to be up 26% this year versus last year. Now, having said that, if the earnings expectations continue to collapse, we may have seen a peak in S&P earnings. It's too early to call that, but that's what the market is nervous about right now. We're kind of in a vortex right now. Until we get these earnings reports in the first quarter of this year, we still are showing earnings growth overall for the year and continued earnings growth into next year. And if that's the case, then the bull market is going to continue. But if earnings come in softer this quarter, then we've already ratcheted down our expectations quite low. If they come in even softer and they start giving forward guidance, then we have something tangible to sink our teeth into, because we're already looking ahead to 2016 earnings. Where will they come in at? Will earnings continue to grow? We bottomed out at $56 per share on S&P earnings in 2009, and we've been growing ever since. And when that growth halts, and when those earnings start to peak, and when those earnings start to contract, it's over. You know that this bull market can't last forever. It's been going for over 6 years now. 6 years and 4 weeks. Almost 5 weeks. And at some point it will come to an end. And there are signs out there. It's too early to say that the earnings increases have come to an end. But there are signs out there. We got a jobs report this week. We've got some PMI numbers and some other numbers around in the economic arena that have showed that the U.S. economy is slowing down. And our partners are still not that in good of shape. We've got Europe that is struggling to avoid recession. You've got China that's slowing down. They're starting to stimulate their economy by lowering interest rates. And of course, Europe is printing money to try to stimulate their economy. Japan, another trading partner, is trying to stimulate their economy too. So there are signs that the global economy is screeching to a halt, thereby impacting the U.S. economy. So we will watch very closely as the companies report their earnings this coming quarter. And every week in my newsletter, there's going to be a key number to watch, and that will be the earnings estimates for the S&P 500 in 2016, which I will be updating weekly. Because in my book, that is the key number going forward. Right now, we're expecting very little growth this year over last year. And S&P 500 earnings, that's why we have such a tepid market. And that's why we have such a nervous market. Because the market is nervous that we may be shrinking earnings this year from last year. We'll see. That first quarter may come in better than expected. It may come in as expected. Or it may be worse than expected, which will have an impact not only on this year's earnings for the S&P 500, but next year's earnings. The benchmark right now is $117 per share. That's what the S&P 500 made last year. Aggregate, 500 companies. Will this year's number exceed that? Will it match it, or will it be less? If it's less, we may have seen an earnings peak in 2014. It's too early to say, but boy, I'll tell you what, we need to really watch that closely, because we don't want 6 years of hard work of the market tripling to go up in smoke. On the other hand, we could come in with earnings that are better than expected, and the bull continues on its merry way. So we're kind of in that little vortex. That's why you're seeing this volatility in the market right now. A little bit of nervousness, a little bit of teeth chattering. Best way to handle it, one stock at a time. I'll go through my stocks today, every single one that I own. And if I don't like what I see, I'm not married to them. They'll be gone. And if I like what I see, we'll continue on. We'll hold them. And maybe even we'll find some new ones to buy. Who knows? Every day is different in the market. That's what makes it so much fun. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And yeah, I mean, it's obvious to me that the market is very worried. Investors are worried that this current quarter that ended this week is going to come even softer than expected. We've seen a lot of downwards revisions to earnings for this quarter, and much of it has had to do with the continued weakness in oil prices and the impact that that has on the energy stocks within the S&P 500. And also the very strong U.S. dollar that, for some companies, it's not a factor at all. And that's something to really take into account with your investing. I warned maybe 6 months ago about companies that have exposure overseas, where a vast majority or a big chunk of their sales and earnings come from overseas. That's a problem with the strong dollar. It's impacting them considerably right now. Caterpillar's an excellent example. Caterpillar was on a run. Caterpillar was bumping up against new all-time highs once again. And then they started to announce, they started to put out the news that their earnings were being impacted mightily by a very strong U.S. dollar. And you can see that Caterpillar, which made $6.21 in earnings last year, is only expected to make $4.74 this year. That's a drop of 24%. And the stock has gone down about 24%. It's gone from 112 clear down to 80. Yeah, about the same. You see how stocks, you see how indexes follow earnings? That's why it's so important to stay on top of earnings, isn't it? That's one of the major things that I do here every single day. Now, one of the things that I pride myself in, I think I do a little bit differently than the average person out there, is I find a lot of under-the-radar companies. I had a guy fax me his portfolio a few days ago, and it was from one of the big recognizable names. And I saw all the usual suspects in that portfolio: General Electric, Microsoft, Cisco, Intel. I mean, look, if there's such a strong correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation, then why would you own a Microsoft whose earnings are going to drop 8% this year versus last year, whose earnings growth has only been 6% per year over the last 5 years? Or why would you own a Cisco whose earnings growth over the last 5 years has been 8%? They're not even a double-digit grower anymore. They're a single-digit, 5% growth, okay? That's my argument against these great big companies. They're not growing anymore. If S&P 500 earnings go up 5% this year, then you can expect the market to go up about 5%. If S&P 500 earnings contract this year, then you can expect the market to contract. That's the correlation. That's why I prefer companies who have had earnings growth and who are still continuing to have earnings growth. Let me give you an example of a little one. A little guy. Well, it's a mid-cap, $7.4 billion under the radar, right down there in Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, I'm sure all the Atlanta folk think about Home Depot, and they think about Coca-Cola, and they think about other major companies that are headquartered in Atlanta, the big names, the members of the Dow, the mega caps. But there's also a little company that I've watched over the years fly under the radar, one that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts, by the name of Acuity Brands. It's not a very sexy company at all. It is a mid-cap. It's $7.3 billion in market capitalization. It's a holding company engaged in the production of lighting products for the industrial, commercial, and residential market. Sounds real exciting, doesn't it? Well, they're looking for 34% growth in earnings this year and another 24% growth in earnings next year. That sure beats the pants off of the oil stocks right now, which are looking for a 50% drop in earnings. But not only has Acuity been growing here recently, it's been a very good stock over the years, believe it or not. I can remember when it was a micro cap stock. Yeah, maybe a small cap, and now it's a mid cap stock, hopefully headed towards a large cap company. Over the last 10 years, AYI on the New York Stock Exchange has quietly delivered underneath the radar down there in Atlanta 24% per year to investors. The market's delivered about 6. So here you have a company that has quadrupled the returns of the market over the last 10 years, and past performance is no guarantor of future results. We'll find that out when the first crack of the bat goes off here. What is it, Sunday? Is that opening day of baseball? We open Monday, next Monday. There's a lot of past performance on the field there, isn't there? And they all start at zero on opening day. But you know what? Past performance, I'll take a bunch of players that have had a healthy past performance against a bunch of AAA players that have had no performance in the major leagues. Over the last 5 years, Acuity Brands has delivered 33% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, almost 40% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 27%. It's a quiet little company with a performance grade of A and a momentum grade of B+ right now. I also like the valuation on the company, considering the growth. They're looking for 34% growth this year and another 24% growth next year. And when I take next year's earnings estimates of $6.61 and I multiply them out and put a multiple on the company, I get a target price 5 years from now of $284. The stock's currently trading at $170. This was a $23 stock back at the bottom of the recession or close to it, and now it's a $170 stock. They're doing something right there, aren't they? They've rewarded shareholders quite handsomely. Now, that tells me that there's some pretty good management at the company. Maybe some of the employees or management is listening to my show down in Atlanta, where we have a lot of people that listen. I have a lot of clients in Atlanta. We have a lot of people that subscribe to the newsletter, a lot of listeners. Acuity Brands has been a pretty good little quiet under-the-radar company that you're not going to see on CNBC or on the other financial channels. Probably won't be on the cover of Barron's this week, but under the radar, it's one that I currently own in my aggressive growth account. I track 4,059 names right now, and I'm adding and deleting every single day. We'll be adding GoDaddy to the app this week as they do their IPO. Acuity comes in at number 65 out of 4,059. And again, it is one that we own in the aggressive growth accounts. Very much an under-the-radar company. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we've talked a little bit. We've got a quarter that just ended. We have earnings reports that begin next Wednesday when Alcoa kicks off earnings season. And we're worried that this earnings season, this first quarter of 2015, has not gone as well as anticipated. In fact, the expectations for this quarter have been lowered considerably in the last month or so. I started seeing downwards revisions to earnings estimates, starting late last year, really. Mostly in the oil patch, obviously, and mostly in the companies that are being impacted by a very strong dollar. But don't forget the S&P 500, the vast majority of companies in the S&P 500, 80% or more, have little or no exposure. In fact, a lot of companies benefit from lower oil prices. And a lot of companies actually might even benefit from a stronger dollar. So they're doing just fine. But those companies that are being impacted by these factors are having a negative impact, and they're bringing about some negative sentiment on the market right now. The bottom line is the numbers. The numbers are the numbers. And I'll be updating my numbers for this year's S&P 500 earnings and next year's S&P 500 earnings every single week in my newsletter. Man, we had a lot of people sign up for the newsletter in the past couple of weeks. We're almost at 10,000 right now. Wouldn't take much to put us over the hump at 10,000 newsletters going out every weekend, all around the world too. Switzerland, Lebanon, New Zealand, France. I mean, all over the world I get people that find me somehow either through my Best Stocks Now app or on the internet. I don't know. It's a different world today. They don't necessarily have to live in one of the cities where I broadcast my show in about 10 cities across America. Or they may find me through some of the articles. I had a new article yesterday on Seeking Alpha, and hopefully we'll get it published on a couple other sites there. Amerisource Bergen was the company that I wrote about this week. And I have another article in the typewriter as we speak. Today's typewriter, right? No more of the typewriter and the whiteout and the clicking noise. It's all done on laptops, and it spell corrects and checks my grammar and all kinds of things. Change the font. Kind of neat. Pretty nifty, if you ask me. I'm glad to be living in an age with this kind of technology that we have. Now, normally speaking, if a portfolio were to come to me from another big firm, one of the recognizable firms, one of the wirehouse firms, I would, for the retail sector, I would probably see a few stocks. I would see Walmart. I would more than likely see Home Depot, maybe Target, maybe Lowe's. Those are the ones that they like to focus on. The great big lumbering companies that are growing at a very slow pace. You are very unlikely to find those kinds of stocks in my portfolios here. I like to go underneath the radar a little bit. Why? Because the companies that are underneath the radar a little bit are growing faster. And I've, you know, gone over many times the theory. It's not a theory. It's a truism in the market that as earnings grow, so goes the stock. And as earnings contract, so goes the stock. So it just kind of makes logical sense to me to try to find companies that are still growing and still flourishing in today's marketplace. One of the companies, not exactly under the radar, but yet I don't know that I've ever seen it in a statement of a portfolio that comes to me from another firm, a company that is headquartered in, I believe it's New York, no, Framingham, Massachusetts, which has done a pretty good job, $48 billion in market cap. Now, this started out as an idea a long time ago, of taking merchandise that the big guys couldn't sell, the Macy's of the world, which would be another likely candidate to show up in a large wirehouse firm portfolio. But they take their merchandise and they mark it down considerably. Of course, they buy it at a very marked down price. They're a liquidator of sorts. TJ Maxx operates 3,219 of such stores. Started off with one store somewhere. Now there's 3,219. They sell off-price apparel. So yeah, when you're looking at the labels, you might find some really nice labels under there that are being sold at bargain basement prices. It's kind of fun, I guess. It's kind of potluck. Kind of like going to a garage sale in a way. And they also own the Home Goods stores. Is it high quality stuff? You know, is it, well, you get what you pay, but there's a lot of bargains in there. There's a lot of good quality stuff that's buried. If you can find that one that, oh, just looks great on you, why not? Why not save a lot of money as opposed to paying full price, which I very seldom do at Macy's or Nordstrom's or one of the big stores, unless they're having a sale themselves. But, I mean, this is a sale of sales here at TJX as I watch an aircraft carrier slowly moving out the port. That's always a beautiful sight. Number six. I have a poster on my wall. I can't read it from here. I'm going to put it closer to me so I could tell you what the name of that aircraft carrier is. It's a small one. Looks like a helicopter carrier. Being escorted by naval security. If you're fishing on the harbor, you want to get out of the way because they don't have brakes. And the naval security escorts them. They'll make sure you get out of the way also. Back to TJ Maxx. But that's always a beautiful sight in the morning here to watch a big naval ship leaving the port or coming home sometimes they're coming home from deployment and they got all their flags flying and all the guys are dressed in their dress whites. Always sends a chill down my spine. Anyways, TJ Maxx, which has been a very successful consumer-based stock over the years, and it's been a very good stock for the people that have invested in it. Let's take a look at their performance over the years. It blows away the performance of Walmart and Sears, which I would consider to be, well, you know, they're not growing anymore. JCPenney's would be another one. Not exactly flourishing companies in today's world. TJ Maxx, on the other hand, is expected to continue to grow by double digits over the next 5 years. In fact, the growth rate is expected to be about 11% per year. But TJ Maxx has really rewarded investors over the last decade, 20% per year. Let's just compare that with Walmart. Let's throw Walmart up here. Walmart over the last 10 years has delivered 7% per year, TJ Maxx 20% per year. Now it's all about today, obviously. We're looking to the future. But TJ Maxx has delivered numbers far superior to Walmart over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, TJ Maxx has delivered 28% per year. So there's obviously more money in selling this discounted merchandise for TJ Maxx than selling it at full price, which Macy's does. Over the last 3 years, TJ Maxx has delivered 22% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 13.6%. And over the last 12 months, it's up 17% while the market's up 10%. This is one of the top performers in the entire market. TJX gets a B or an A minus performance grade. And if we look at the valuation of the shares, they're expected to make $3.72 next year in earnings. And they're expected to grow by about 11% per year. If we extrapolate those earnings out and put a multiple on them, I get a $115 target price, and the stock's currently trading at $69. So it is a stock that I currently own. Because it's a large cap company, I own it in my conservative growth account, which a lot of my clients are in because they're older, they're retired. They don't want the aggressive nature of some of the smaller cap stocks, the Acuity Brands of the world. Instead, they want, you know, a little bit less volatility and a little bit more stability, I suppose you could say, in their portfolios. TJ Maxx comes in at number, well, it's 452 right now, but when I bought it, it was, I think, in the 200 or 300s. I continue to own it. A good example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the S&P 500 began the year at 2,059. We're at 2,061 right now. We're up a scant 2 points, which equates to about 0%, just a little over 0%. The market has gone nowhere in the first quarter of this year. Now, we'll be sending out our quarterly performance numbers here to all of our clients. We'll be starting that project today. We had a pretty good quarter compared to the market, which produced nothing. I'm just looking at my aggressive growth model. It's up about 6% so far this year. The moderate growth model was up about 9% so far this year. And I think the conservative's up about 7 or something like that. And that's okay compared to the market, which is 0. Well, that's one quarter in the books. We still got 3 to go. And I think the market's, always going to be worried and looking ahead to when earnings growth stops, when the economy stops growing and it starts to peak and it starts to contract, because that will lead to the next bear market. And at least here at Gunderson Capital Management, we don't stay fully invested at all times. I'm a nervous sort, I've got my eye on the rearview mirror. And having said that, though, I've stayed put for the most part for the last 6 years, even though I've gotten a little cautious here and there just in case, but for the most part been fully invested for the last 6 years. But don't plan on being fully invested for the next 6 years, or even the next 6 months, or even the next 6 weeks. It all depends. If the world changes, then we change with it. We adapt. We go with the flow. That's all you can do in the market. You don't want to ride the market down 45, 50, 60, whatever the next bear brings. Now, if it happens overnight, there's not a whole lot. We all have that risk. So I don't believe in being fully invested at all times. Secondly, I don't believe in buying the big old stodgy stocks of yesteryear. You say, well, Bill, why then does the vast majority of investors, brokers, money managers in your business, if there's a correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation, why is it that they buy all of these 4% or 5% growers instead of a lot of the double-digit growers that you talk about? I can tell you why. The answer to that is easy. It takes a lot more work to do what I do. It takes a lot more digging. I can't miss 2 days a week, not show up, go golfing or go on vacation. It's a lot more labor intensive. It would be a lot easier for me when somebody sits down with me for me to put them in Cisco and General Electric and Walmart and Home Depot and Johnson & Johnson and IBM and Pfizer and Merck, and then be done with them. And once a year, adjusted a little bit, or once a quarter adjusted a little bit. That's why they do it, because it's a lot easier. It's the course of least resistance. They can read the latest rag from the top guru, the chief investment officer at their big firm, and can follow his recommendations, and it's easy. You have to do very little, and you can continue to grow your business rather than managing stocks all day. So you know what? Everybody's different. And I'm not going to knock anybody. I'm just telling you what I do and why I don't do what most of the industry does. I'm the contrarian over here because I do things differently. The other thing that I don't do is put you into 26 mutual funds. I had somebody fax me a statement of what they currently own. There's 26 mutual funds. That, to me, is too dilute. That's so watered down. I mean, if you figure that every mutual fund owns about 100 stocks, that's 2,600. Why don't you just save a lot of money and buy the Vanguard S&P 500 with very low expenses? Instead, you're so spread out. Asset strategy, balanced, bond, global value, global growth, high income, international equity, large cap growth, limited term bond, international opportunities, mid cap growth, mid cap income, real estate securities, small cap growth, small cap value, cash management, continuing income, core investment, dividend. If it's core investment, why is it such a small percentage of the portfolio? Dividend opportunities, Advisors Global, Advisors High Income, Advisors New, Advisors Science and Technology, Advisors Value. You see, on and on. I mean, it's so watered down that, you know what? I mean, that's called a low maintenance passive portfolio. And I, you know what? If you decide that's what's best for you, I've got nothing against it. If it's a passive, low maintenance, spread out all over the place, what can you expect from a portfolio like that going forward? Well, you know, it's been my observation that, you know, the asset allocations are designed to do about 4, 5, 6% a year. They are going to go down in bear markets. They're not going to go down as much as one asset class might, like the stock market. And when the stock market does really well, you're going to capture some of the gains. But sometimes you're paying a lot for that massive diversification and for that insurance. Because there's a theory that when the stock market does well, the bond market doesn't. So have 50-50 stocks and bonds. And you'll always have a winner every year. Some years the bond market does well and the stock market doesn't. You could say, well, I had a winner. Half my portfolio did well and half didn't do well. The problem is it's a very expensive insurance policy. You could have the market go up 38%, but the 50% of your bonds were down, and in the end, you made about 5 or 6%. So that's the trade-off. Everybody has to look at the risk-reward. You have to look at the trade-off of choosing one methodology over another. And some people will tell you, well, you can buy an annuity with a guarantee that you can never lose money. But there's an offset to that. There's a cap on how much you can make. You've really put yourself in a narrow range there. You're paying through the nose for that insurance to never lose money. I just believe in active management over passive management. That's just me. I would not want to come to work every day and look at a bunch of 26 mutual funds and results that are very mediocre. That's not the kind of occupation that I want. But that's okay. If other people do that, that's fine. And if you've had good success with that, that's fine. If you haven't, and you'd like to try something a little bit different, well, you could call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or look at the newsletter, pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.